Welcome, everyone. Another Experience Marshalltown program with Val Ruff hosting.
Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Val.
What a gorgeous day.
Oh, absolutely.
Nice and cool. Fall's here, right?
Yeah. Well, this is what I call the Goldilocks day. Not too hot, not too cold.
Of course. That makes perfect sense.
You know what? I've coined that phrase.
Oh.
Yeah. So feel free to use it in general conversation.
Okay. Have you shared that with Nikki Latola?
Nikki Latola. She actually thinks that's really funny. She's okay. Like, oh, yeah, I'm using that.
All right. So on Experience Marshalltown, today we have Reba Yost and Amber Danielson. Amber is with the Marshall County Arts and Culture Alliance, and Reba is a board member on the Alliance and also a co-chair for the Art Walk. We're talking about the Downtown Art Walk today, and the event is tomorrow. But Reba, let's talk about you're a co-chair. So who's your other co-chair?
Yes, so my other co-chair is Cassandra Gerstant. She is owner of Black Tire Bike Company with her husband, Matt.
Okay.
She's also my business partner for Wild Key Creative.
Great. So
we're excited for Art Walk.
Good. Excited for Art Walk, and there's lots of exciting things we want to share today. So welcome in, ladies.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Glad you're here. We want to make sure that folks that are listening this morning learn more about the Art Walk, and they are enticed to come down tomorrow. What's the time? Let's just share that real quick.
Yeah, so Art Walk starts from 5 and goes until 7:30.
Okay, 5 to 7:30. So make sure you bring your friends, your family, and come on down and enjoy the Art Walk and grab a bite to eat and just enjoy the downtown. So Reba, let's get started with a little bit of history on the Art Walk, if you would share with the listeners kind of, you know, a little bit of the background on that Art Walk.
Yeah, so Art Walk, this is its 8th year. It took a break in 2015 and came back last year. So it was originally a partnership between the Marshalltown Central Business District, the Arts and Culture Alliance, and the Convention and Visitors Bureau to find a way to promote our downtown, to enhance and promote the businesses downtown while enjoying art. So we place artists into our downtown businesses. So while you're there enjoying the art, looking to purchase art, you can also say, hey, I didn't know we had a jewelry store downtown, or I didn't know we had 2 women's clother retailers. And so you're able to get to know the store owners more, get to see the stores inside if you've never been in them, while talking about art and just celebrating everything that we have in our downtown.
I think that, yeah, and that's a great opportunity, like you mentioned, to get into some of the stores or the shops that you just don't get into on a regular basis. And I think art walks are kind of becoming quite popular in some of the, you know, the smaller communities, even the bigger. But that was one of the great things about getting folks into the downtown and getting into those shops and seeing some of our local artists. So that's going to be tomorrow, and like you mentioned, the hours are 5 to 7:30. And do you just want to kind of maybe just ballpark how many stores are going to be, or how many artists are participating?
Yeah, so we have 13 local and area artists. So I think the farthest an artist has to come is like an hour and a half, maybe.
Okay.
And then we have 13 participating businesses that are hosting these artists. They're very diverse. We have a couple potters, a jeweler, a few photographers, woodworking, textile, painting.
An author,
yes, Nancy Adams. And so it's really great to see the whole mix. We do have some local people, which is great to see local talent bloom and thrive, and to be able to promote them, to help show off their artwork, and just enjoy the talents of these people, because I know I don't have that talent, and to see them do these great works of art that you can buy and have in your home is just super inspiring and just really cool.
And it's a great way to purchase, you know, original artwork and have that original artwork in your home, which is, I think those are really kind of a special gift when somebody takes the time to pick out a piece of original art for you, if it's a gift or, you know, I think that's a great opportunity for the artist. It's a great opportunity for the giver and the receiver.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And, you know, when you pick that piece of art, it speaks to you. So to be able to connect to the piece itself, but to talk to the artist, you know, why did they paint this? Why did they craft this?
Yeah.
It really just makes your home more special and just able to share another story and better connect the community.
Because we all love stories.
Yes.
We all love stories. That's what happens on social media. We're telling stories, right?
All the time.
Yeah. So speaking of social media, how can people get info, or listeners, how can we get information on the Art Walk? I know you have a Facebook page.
So the Facebook page is Downtown Marshalltown Art Walk.
Okay.
The Alliance Facebook page, Arts and Culture Alliance Facebook page, Central Business District's been sharing the Downtown Art Walk's Facebook page, and then I believe it's on the Alliance's website, which is artsandculturealliance.com/artwalk.
Great. Lots of places to get information. I know that the CBB website or the Facebook page has information on it. It's on the electronic sign. So lots of ways to get information on that particular, and you know, there's a lot of people pushing out that information. So if you need more information, get out there and get it. Go to the community calendar on the CBB website, www.marshalltown.com/events, and you can get more information and details on that calendar of events. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with our second segment.
Meet in the middle. Hi, this is Val Ruff, Executive Director of the Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau. You know Marshalltown's central location makes it the ideal location to plan your next business meeting, convention, or reunion. We can provide sample attractions and group tours, offer welcome bags, and we have a grant program to offset some of your conference expenses. Planning a tournament? We know sports. Marshalltown can handle your tournament or competition. We are host to swimming competitions, boxing, soccer, track, volleyball, softball, baseball, gymnastics, bowling, and we boast a very popular disc golf course. Our free visitor's guide is available at our office at the Fisher Community Center, or it can be downloaded from our website. The guide is loaded with information on dining, attractions, recreation, shopping, lodging, camping, and entertainment. Located in the middle of Iowa at the intersections of Highways 30 and 14, Marshalltown is easy driving distance for anyone in Iowa, so meet in the middle in Marshalltown. The website is marshalltown.org/visit.
St. Henry's and St. Mary's Catholic Churches in Marshalltown are proud to present an evening with Steve Agrizano, Sunday, October 8th and Monday, October 9th, 6:30 each night at St. Henry's Catholic Church, 211 West Olive Street in Marshalltown. All are welcome to come experience an uplifting evening and a message of faith, hope, and love woven through the music and storytelling of Steve Agrizano. Bring the whole family October 8th and 9th to St. Henry's Catholic Church.
Go make a difference. We can make a difference. Go.
Free will offering. More info at sthenrychurch.com.
Hi, Dave Heingartner with Heingartner Orchard. All our varieties of apples are ready now. We also have pears, pumpkin, squash, and more. This year we've added some fun attractions. A giant slingshot that shoots apples across the valley and try to hit the target. Get lost in our corn maze. Come have some family fun at Heingartner Orchard, 12 miles east of Marshalltown on Highway 30, then north on Blacktop T-47. Open Monday through Friday, 1 to 6, and weekends, 7 to 7.
Welcome back. Experience Marshalltown and Val Ruff hosting.
Thanks again, Kyle. So today on Experience Marshalltown, we're talking about the Downtown Art Walk, and that does take place tomorrow. And so in the studio with us is Reba Yost. She's a co-chair and also on the board for the Marshall County Arts and Culture Alliance. And Amber Danielson is in with us, the direct executive director for the Marshall County Arts and Culture Alliance. So ladies, we've kind of given a little bit of history and overview. Do we want to go ahead and share a little bit about who our artists are and where they're located?
Yeah. Our artists, I'll do the businesses and Amber can tell who our artists are.
Oh, that'd be great.
So our participating businesses this year is Helberg's Jewelers, The Fiddle and Whistle, Black Tire Bike Company, Act Two Consignments, Willard's Furs and Fashions, McGregor's, The Chalet, The Orpheum, Art and Frame on Main, Brown Shoe, Tremont, In Stitches, and Restore Church.
Wow, that's great.
It is.
That's a great list.
It really
so,
is.
And I think I remember you maybe talking with Kyle and talking about that it goes from the Orpheum to Black Tire.
Yes.
So that's a nice stretch of the downtown, and it gives people an opportunity to get out and see and get into some of the shops they haven't or eat in some of our downtown restaurants, and it's going to be beautiful weather-wise.
Oh, it's been gorgeous.
I mean, it's a great night for Art Walk. So who are our artists?
Yes, and if you can't keep track of all of those businesses, because I know that was a lot, we will have little green men sitting outside of each business. So they're lime green. You can't miss them. So when you're walking up and down Main Street, you can see those and know that there's an artist in that business.
Okay, that's a great way to identify that then.
Yep, so we're stretching all the way from the Orpheum to Black Tire, and our artists include Nancy Adams, who is an author and also a professor out at MCC, so she is a local artist.
And she'll be located at?
Helberg's.
Okay.
Kayla McGeehee at Fiddle and Whistle. Nick Beard at Black Tire. Michelle
Goopri.
Thank you. Goopri at Act Two. Will Hildebrandt, who was one of our winners at Lynn Creek Art Festival. So he got third best of show at Lynn Creek. So that's exciting to have him back.
Actually, there's a change. Michelle Goopri will be at the Chalet, and Keely Weeks will be at Act Two.
Oh, Keely's going to be there. Awesome. Good job.
So after Will, we have Larry Holden, who is photography. He'll be at McGregor's. Then Keely Weeks, of course, will be at Act Two. Ruben Ruiz, who does pottery, will be at the Orpheum. Chris Grover is a new one for this year. She'll be at Art and Frame on Main, and she does textile prints.
Ooh, neat.
Yeah, her stuff's really cool. And then another new artist, Michael Rickard, he'll be at Brown Shoe Fit, and he does enhanced photography. So he takes gorgeous pictures and then like color saturates them. Really cool once you see it. It's hard to explain in words what that is. And then we have John Mueller, who does pottery. He'll be at the Tremont. Kent Ryan does woodworking, and he'll be at In Stitches again this year. And then the Gallery Garden, Barb Hagstrand's new project.
Sure.
Is one of our artists this year.
What a great way to feature her. That is just a piece of artwork, and what an amazing place.
Yeah, and then her deceased husband's artwork is prominent in the Gallery Garden, so it's a great way to see his artwork and to see how, you know, outdoor space can really enhance the art and tone within a downtown community and bring them together. So they're technically hosted by Restore Church.
Okay.
I'm super excited for all these artists because they're just so talented. And like I said, it's just stunning to see what they can do.
So that'll be a really nice way for, of course, you know, we mentioned earlier that the Gallery Garden is having their grand opening ceremony today, and then also the ribbon cutting. And so then what a great way to really open it up to the public officially and then be a part of the art walk. So that'll be a great way for folks to get out there and see that amazing space and what Barb and Jeff have done.
Oh, yeah. It's just awesome.
It's just awe.
Yeah.
I'm just in awe when I go by there. And it always looks different because if you haven't seen the Gallery Garden, there's a living wall. And every time you see it, it's just a little different or something else is, blooming, or it's grown enough that it's changing in color. And it's just, that just is amazing. And I know that's a kind of one of the first of its type in the state of Iowa.
Yes, for water conservation projects. So there's a fountain in the middle of the Gallery Gardens as well, and it's solar powered, and it's actually a giant cistern underneath it. So it recycles rainwater, rain drainage, water runoff, and so it's zero net energy. So it's not taking any energy and not exporting any more than it takes from itself. So it's the first in the state of Iowa. Really cool. They're looking, I think, as kind of a guinea pig to see what it can do to expand and grow. So it's really cool. And then also it's another way to bring public art in our downtown and to expand on what's already been done between the drills sculpture at the high school roundhouse to Echo down on 13th Street. And, you know, we have several other pieces that are older here in the community, but to really just mark us as an arts community and promote that.
Yeah, we need to probably promote that a little bit more because we do a lot of great things here in the community with that. So that kind of wraps up. So that's our 13 artists and our 13 businesses in the downtown. Is there any, is the majority of the restaurants going to be open and available for folks to take advantage of during that same time?
Yep, they should all be open and functioning. And good. I know they'll be more than welcome to, or ready to welcome you to eat and dine with them.
Yeah.
So 7:30 is a good dinner time.
Yeah.
So be sure to check them down. We have tons of great restaurants downtown, all local. Support your downtown.
Yeah, 17. There's 17 restaurants in the downtown. 69 dining options total, just in case you wanted a little piece of trivia.
Nice.
In Marshalltown, 17 of them are in the downtown.
That's awesome. And so they're all diverse too, which is
they
great.
They are. We have a cultural epicenter when it comes to our dining options. Really. We really, really do. So we're working on that dining guide, and it'll be fun to share that about the middle of October. So it's been a really fun opportunity to work with the restaurants and find ways to promote and showcase them in the community. So with that, we're going to take a break, and we will be right back with our final segment of Experience Marshalltown.
Meet in the Middle. Hi, this is Val Ruff, Executive Director of the Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau. You know Marshalltown's central location makes it the ideal location to plan your next business meeting, convention, or reunion. We can provide sample attractions and group tours, offer welcome bags, and we have a grant program to offset some of your conference expenses. Planning a tournament? We know sports. Marshalltown can handle your tournament or competition. We are host to swimming competitions, boxing, soccer, track, volleyball, softball, baseball, gymnastics, bowling, and we boast a very popular disc golf course. Our free visitor's guide is available at our office at the Fisher Community Center, or it can be downloaded from our website. The guide is loaded with information on dining, attractions, recreation, shopping, lodging, camping, and entertainment. Located in the middle of Iowa at the intersections of Highways 30 and 14, Marshalltown is easy driving distance for anyone in Iowa, so meet in the middle in Marshalltown.
The website is marshalltown.org/visit.
Genuinely local, simply better. That's our slogan at Grinnell State Bank. But in today's high-tech world, what is local? At Grinnell State Bank, it means a family-owned and operated bank staffed with local folks who are available to assist you with all your banking needs. But it also means, with our online banking, mobile banking, Shazam Bolts, and more, regardless of where you are, we are there too. Visit GrinnellBank.com to find out more. Grinnell State Bank, genuinely local, simply better. Since 1925, member FDIC.
Thinking of having a new home built? Contact Griffith Home Builders in Kellogg and Urbana. Chuck Griffith and his team will work with you to custom build the home you've been dreaming of. With Griffith Home Builders, you will build with knowledgeable partners you can rely on now and in the future. You'll be amazed with the elegant styles, superior craftsmanship, and value that Griffith Home Builders offers. With locations in Kellogg and Urbana. Online, GriffithHomeBuilders.com.
Griffith Home Builders, so nice to come home to.
Welcome back. It's our final segment of Experience Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau Director Val Ruff hosting.
Thank you. And in the studio this morning with us, we have Reba Yost. And Reba is the co-chair of the Downtown Art Walk. And we have Amber Danielson with the director for the Marshall County Arts and Culture Alliance. So we're learning more about the Downtown Art Walk. We know that it's in its eighth year, and it's a great way to celebrate art. It's a great way to celebrate the downtown Central Business District, our retailers, restaurants, and everything that we have going on in the downtown. So, Reba, why don't we go ahead and if somebody is just tuning in, tell us a little bit about just some of the basics about the Art Walk, the date, the time, and anything else that you want to share.
Yeah. So the Downtown Marshalltown Art Walk is tomorrow night from 5 to 7:30 p.m. It is located in the downtown, and we host artists, local artists, and area artists in our downtown businesses. So this year we have 13 businesses who are hosting 13 artists. And I'll just list them off for you. So Nancy Adams is an author of the book Transatlantic Bunny. She'll be at Helberg's Jewelers. And I believe she'll be doing a book reading every half hour, I believe.
Yeah, and
schedule.
She has her red velvet chair.
Yes, yes. They're excited. Kayla McGeehee, she does painting. She has some really cool stuff. She's been blurbing it on social. And she'll be at Fiddle and Whistle. Nick Beard does really cool illustrations and painting as well. And he'll be at Black Tire Bike Company. Michelle Gupri does really unique jewelry beaded pieces. She'll be at the Chalet. Will Hildebrandt does pastels. He'll be at Willard's Furs and Fashions. Larry Holden does photography, and he'll be at McGregor's. Keely Weeks, who does paintings, will be at Act 2 Consignments. Ruben Ruiz, who does pottery, will be at the Orpheum. A new artist this year is Chris Grover. She does textile prints, and she'll be at Art and Frame on Main. And another new artist this year, Michael Rickard, does enhanced photography, and he'll be at Brown Shoe Fit. And then John Mueller does pottery. He'll be at the Tremont. Kent Ryan does woodworking, and he'll be at In Stitches. And then the Gallery Garden downtown is one of our artists this year, showcasing the art of water conservation and outdoor space, and some artwork of Barb Hagstrand's deceased husband. And Restore Church will be their host. So really cool list of people, really great talent, very diverse from all over the area. And it's just super exciting that this is going on.
And, you know, one of the things that when you were sharing all of that, Reba, that I think the listeners should be aware of is that not only this is original art from area and local artists, but there's also different price points. And one of what made me think of that is when you mentioned Larry Holden. I mean, Larry has these beautiful photography that he does, but he also has, like, he'll do like the note cards, and so you can pick up really fun, unique things from Larry.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
And then, you know, all of these artists will have different price points. You know, they'll have the higher end, and then also some smaller things for folks to pick up
right
along the way. So if you're thinking, you know, it seems we keep seeing these things about how many weeks till Christmas, and we're stop that, right?
Yes.
But the thing is, you know, this is a great way to pick up a really unique gift for somebody that you really care about. You want to give them something unique and different, that you know, something that's special from you. So this is a great way to get in and meet these artists. They all have amazing stories to tell about their work, and they're very proud of what they do. So come on out, and then bring your family down, get your friends, come down to downtown Marshalltown, and, you know, check out the artists, get in those stores, meet those retail shop owners. You know, they're proud of what they're doing here in the downtown as well. And have dinner and just make it afternoon and evening of downtown Marshalltown. Lots of great things going on. Anything else that you want to share with the listeners? How do I know if I'm new to coming into the downtown? How will I know where these shops are?
Yeah, so all of our shops this year happen to be on Main Street. So we go from Black Tire Bike Company on the west side all the way to the east side of the Orpheum, and we'll have these green plastic men out front in the stores. They're lime green, you can't miss them. So just look down the road, see the next one, follow the crowds, people. It's going to be really exciting,
yeah.
And can't wait.
And I do want to just share really quick, you know, the downtown is looking really great with the flower baskets, and, you know, the things are starting to turn a little bit with fall and the plants and everything. The downtown looking really good right now. So it's
yeah.
an exciting time for the downtown.
Yeah. My husband and I were out watering flower baskets this morning. So they're ready to be put away for winter, but they've been so gorgeous this
they
year
have.
And they really enhance it. And we have a great downtown.
Yeah.
When you stop and look at it, and things are happening, and they're changing, and it's just really great place
to
call home.
Well, the whole month of September we had something in the downtown just about every weekend, which was really exciting.
Yeah, and that's
gives
great
me goosebumps. But anyway, okay, so thanks, ladies, for being in on Experience Marshalltown to talk about the downtown art walk taking place tomorrow 5:30 to 7. So thanks for being on the show. I wanted to quick just plug the Marshalltown Community Calendar. If you need more information on anything going on or just some details on the art walk, just log on to www.marshalltown.org, click on the events tab, and you can just scroll down to whatever date that you want, or just hold it over the event, and a lot of the details will come up on that particular event. And also, if you're thinking about, or if you have an event coming up, or if you have an event or a meeting or something that's open to the public that you want to share, enter that on that calendar. And then it goes on the calendar, it goes on the Facebook page for the Convention and Visitors Bureau, and also on the electronic sign. So I just want to take a minute to plug that. So if you got something going on, let us know, because other folks are looking at that calendar when they go to set dates for their events. So we just want to encourage everybody to do that. If you have a group that you want to bring to Marshalltown, give us a call. We'll be glad to help you with some resources that we have at the Convention and Visitors Bureau. So with that, we want to thank the gals for being here to talk to us about the art walk, and we wrap up this segment of Experience Marshalltown.